evening. My name is Theresa Fairchild, I'm Director of Policy at Tiffany's Advice and co-host with the National Consumer Federation of this evening's debate about consumer empowerment. In a moment, I'll hand you over to the chair of our panel debate tonight, TV's Chris Choi, and also a former CAB volunteer in the past, but wanted to first take the opportunity to say a few words on our interest in tonight's discussions and to welcome you. We, the National Consumer Federation and Citizens Advice, are really pleased to see so many colleagues here from the consumer movement, people who are on the front line of consumer advice, redress, consumer protection, law enforcement, people who represent consumers to government and business, locally and nationally, people who lead in the business community, all of us working to get a better deal, using different tools in different ways, concerned about different issues, but I think we all have a shared interest. We're also especially grateful for the Minister to be able to join us to say a few words in a moment about his thoughts on the way ahead, and to Legal & General for generously supporting the event, and the National Consumer Federation Consumer Congress, consumer comes up a lot, doesn't it, earlier this afternoon. Thank you for your support. We would not be able to have this conversation without that contribution. So what does bring us all together to discuss the meaning and practice and opportunities of consumer empowerment? Fairly simple, I think, because it's our job, it's what we're doing, it's our mission. We're all together every day finding ways to protect, promote and increasingly to empower consumers through the work that we do. Last week, for example, Citizens Advice, not alone in doing this, we made a super complaint about the problem of cold calling by brokers and others offering consumers loans, too often charging fees of hundreds of pounds, too often not providing the loan, too often not returning the upfront fee when that happened, and too often we find fraudsters exploiting those business practices to raid individuals' bank accounts. We think that legitimate and illegitimate businesses are disempowering consumers with their cold calling and texting, and we would like it to stop. So does Ashley, one of our clients, who spoke to BBC Wales and said, "I was desperate for a loan as I was in financial difficulty. It was very easy. I paid them a fee of nearly £300. I did not get the loan. I did not get the money back. I feel stupid. I wish I hadn't done it, but I want to make sure that it doesn't happen to anybody else." And that's what we're about, trying to prevent problems as well as resolve them. So we want to empower consumers in future to prevent those sorts of things. We need a sound basis of consumer law and enforcement to build on that, and we want to sort out loopholes in that law wherever we find them. And it seems from the feedback we've had so far on that sort of complaint that many businesses agree with us, because the good businesses don't like the way that their business is being exploited. And we would like to be able to do much more of that in future. Just around the corner, there are more opportunities for us all to do more and better for consumers than we do today. Challenging, I know, because we have fewer resources at our disposal, but that makes the challenge more exciting. As many of you will be, yes it does, exciting, terrifying. But I've been at the TSI conference just recently in the year ahead, and it was clear that there were training standards professionals who were very challenged by their resources being cut, but actually they were taking on some very exciting ways of delivering services as a result of having fewer resources. And as many of you will be aware, the government is proposing some major changes to the consumer protection landscape and is developing a new consumer empowerment strategy, which Ed will begin to unveil to us tonight. We think at Citizens Advice this is a unique opportunity to help more people, to create a comprehensive, integrated, accessible, dynamic and responsive consumer empowerment and advocacy service, bringing together information, advice, education and advocacy in a powerful movement, a strong evidence base, all in one place. The activity is not spread around, not dissipated through apparent duplication, or no one person having a complete overview. So we think there are opportunities from that, and we want to use those. And with persistently high levels of consumer detriment, fewer resources, we have to take the opportunities from those changes to get the best the most efficient and effective system to look after consumers' interests. None of us in this room has a monopoly on representing the consumer and campaigning for and getting a better deal. We all have impressive track records to learn from and on which to build the future, and that's why events like this are important. And that's why we are hosting this event, because we want to learn about this thing called consumer empowerment. What is it? What is it? What is it about? Are public services involved? How is it different from what we do now? Are TripAdvisor-type services an exemplar, an opportunity, or a threat to traditional consumer organisations, or even to consumers? Or is it just a catch-up marketing concept? And where does local fit in? So these are all questions we hope the panel will help us with. One marketing academic defined consumer empowerment recently as a mental state, usually, Google's great, isn't it? Usually accompanied by a physical act, which enables a consumer or a group of consumers to put into effect their own choices through demonstrating their needs, wants, and demands in their decision-making with other individuals or organisational bodies in the marketplace. So that's what it's all about. Others have described consumer empowerment as a new market force. It digitises word of mouth. Arguably the most digitalised your word of mouth. Arguably the most powerful and invisible determinant of consumer relationships. But there's a serious issue there. I wonder if the consumer empowerment approach we're talking about often today would have resulted in a different pace of not only resolution, but also prevention of issues that have seriously harmed consumers in the past. I'm old enough to remember Operin and thalidomide and roll-on, roll-off ferries at Zeebrugge, and it took at least 10 years in each case to get some kind of resolution or compensation, and many consumers left out of that, because there wasn't the means to involve people quickly enough in getting a result. So I think there are some opportunities from consumer empowerment going forward. And the minister and the panel will enlighten us tonight. Which leads me to introduce Edward Davey. Ed is not just the Minister for Employment Relations, Consumer and Postal Affairs. He is the MP for Kingston and Surbiton, elected first in 1997, and I know, having heard Ed speak on a number of occasions, he's very passionate about consumer empowerment and about getting a better deal for people who've been badly affected based on his constituents' experiences. He is the driving force in front of the development of a new strategy, about which I hope we will hear a little in the next few minutes, to whet our appetites and trigger questions and debate for the panel. Minister, you're very welcome.